Tonight's episode of Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks contains mature subject matter. Senior campers only. Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks takes place in a fantastical, consequence-free environment. Everything said on the show is for the purpose of satire. Don't be afraid.
Can I listen, Daddy?
No, Jeffrey, your purity. On your 18th birthday, you may return, but for now, cocoon yourself from the filth of this world. Hello, listeners, campers, it's me. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you now. There
you
go.
Me. Okay, here we go, campers. Jackie's here. Never fear. I'm just going to play along with this hip hop. Sex for the competition. Nostalgic piano. All right, cut it. Okay. Well, that was great. Listeners, I mean, campers, whatever you want to call yourselves, you know, Jackie's cool with it. It's that kind of episode, you know. Right now, I'm sick of being the mean guy, you know. I'm sick of putting my foot down, always punishing, you know. Oh, I forgot to advertise the episode. Do we want to do that?
Do what you need to do, sir. Oh, it's your show.
We'll do that when we go to break. So basically, what's going on is I've received a package. I've received a package, and what it says here, Cayute Radio, care of Jackson Banks. It's probably candies. Could be a bomb, though.
we're
going to open it up right after these messages. All right, play us in something fat, something sweet. Give me something juicy, something I can work with. Out. Oh, hell yeah.
Distant cousins, there's a limited supply. And we're down to the dozens. And this is why. Big-eyed beans from Venus. Oh, my, oh, my. Boys and girls, Earth people around the circle. Mixtures of man alike. Big-eyed beans from Venus. Don't let anything get in between us.
All right. We're back, listeners. Haven't opened the package yet. But we have... Oh, I was going to advertise. We'll do it next break. You know what? This is just us. Okay? This is just us, you know? I don't care. I don't need a million friends and admirers, you know, tuning in. Oh, Jack, you were so great. Look, I know you want to be me, so just, you know, keep it down. You know, we all know that. So just be more like me, and it's kind of like you're being me, you know?
Do you see how he does this, Chris?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, watch the master at work, Chris, because you'll never be good enough. So we have a guest. We have a guest. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Christopher Stevenson, the host, the creator of the Salt Lake City Comedy Carnival, the first comedy festival I ever did. Wasn't highest on the priority this year. I was doing some other fests. You know, hey, it's cool, man. There's going to be great comics. Christopher Stevenson, tell us all about it right now. Come on now.
We're going to have like 18 shows at 12 different venues. Mm-hmm. We got like... Emmett Montgomery coming into town from Seattle. Derek Sheen from Seattle.
I know him.
We have Danny Feltz from Portland.
Met him. Been there, done that.
We also have improv versus stand-up from the UCB Theater in
versus.
LA.
Versus.
So they have like stand-ups go on, and then they have improvisers go on, and cool. Then they make them all switch.
Oh, man. That sounds great. Because I stand up and I improv, and I've never seen a hiccup. I mean, I'm stellar at both, so it's just like, you know,
I could see you doing well at that show.
Well,
it's unfortunate that you'll be on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You win.
Oh, he stood you up.
He got me. I didn't. I did the other. Oh, look. No apologies. Look, you lose, Stevenson. You will always lose.
Screw you, Camp Jackson counselor, giving up Salt Lake City to go to Missouri, and you're not even going to march in
Kentucky.
Ferguson?
Kentucky.
Oh, you blue-belly bastard.
No, man.
Kentucky's nice.
Yeah. I used to be a baseball
knock
guy.
Up a redneck.
I used to be a baseball guy. There's a baseball museum there, and I'm thinking maybe I'll rediscover baseball. Maybe I'll combine baseball and stand-up, you know, like... I'm there, and, you know, I make the pitcher crack, and then bam, I crack him with, you know, a ball to the face.
The new Barry Bonds, ladies and gentlemen.
The new Barry Bonds. Do I use steroids for my comedy? Yes. It's called getting freaking high.
It's called joke stealing.
It's called joke stealing, basically. No, never get high, kids, because you will fail. Christopher.
Yes.
Walk me through your process here. What brought this about, this comedy carnival? Is it, there going to be clowns there, like Ferris wheels and stuff, or what's going on?
There will be no clowns, no festival stuff.
That's why you said no clowns, just comedy. Sometimes I don't put things together, okay? Sometimes I'm thinking usually about myself 24 hours a day, and sometimes I don't, you know, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
There'll be a bunch of drunk hot chicks, though.
Yeah, they, I do all right with them. Like, usually comedy will get me laid, and, you know, that's why I do it. You know, all the girls that love the comedy. And then go on, Christopher. What inspired this thing? What caused it to be born in your loins?
Well, we don't have one here, and I've done comedy here for over a decade.
Every city has one. Been there, done that.
We needed that.
America, been there, done it.
We needed one.
So you did.
I put it together with a buddy of mine, Andrew Jensen.
Hello, great man, great guy.
Half of Toy Soup, and
and 1/3 of Triceratops.
That's very true.
That's me.
I didn't make it to that show.
Both. I got to do another show with those. That was magic. We never rehearsed.
They're really
just
fun.
Put on stellar shows. It's great.
And then we just talked about it for a long time, and we actually did it. We did it last year, and we're doing it again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it'll happen again next year.
Yeah.
Well, have you finalized bars, or...?
Yes, we are at bunches of them. We have Keys on Main. We have Squatters in Salt Lake. We have Wasatch Pub in Park City.
Oh,
we have,
cool.
Club DJs in Kearns. Sandy Station in Sandy.
Yeah.
Five Monkeys in Murray.
Nice.
We're doing a show at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art.
Nice.
We're all over the place.
That's really cool, because people Rubies. From all over the valley can come.
Yeah, so we've kind of stretched it out to the southern reaches of the valley a little bit, so people can enjoy a few more shows and get comics some extra time on the stage.
How much work did you put into it last year? Because I know...
Like a year?
Yeah, because you came on All Your Radio last year, and I was amazed at how much effort went into it.
It was a lot of work, and this year we brought on an awesome graphics guy, Jordan Mazziotti.
Sure.
He's been doing great stuff for us, and that's helped out a lot. But other than that, it's like the three of us just throwing everything together, which is still a lot of work, but it's been rewarding for sure.
And what rewards have you gained? Eternal life, perhaps?
Pretty damn close.
Tell me about it.
No, I get to hang out with comics from all over the country for like a whole week at a time, and like I just get to hang out with
them. It blows your mind, man.
It freaks you out. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, there's some good people to do this carnival. I did it last year. You know, paved the road for some other big names to be coming through. And I'm kind of like how South Park saved Comedy Central. I sort of saved your carnival last year.
You really did.
So maybe thanks are in order.
We'll see about that.
You an alien package. Warrior comedian.
You want maybe after you show me what's in the package, I might thank you.
I need
or
you
maybe
to.
I mailed you
here's
a thank
the deal.
You card.
A thanks are in order, and I think.
Maybe
here's, let me lay it down for you. Go on. Go on.
Maybe I mailed you a thank you bomb.
Anthrax. Ebola.
I hope it's nudes and chocolates.
Have no fear.
So, thanks are in order. Could you open it?
I
Please, could you open
you,
it?
You want me to open it?
Yeah, I want you to do the honors, you know, and it may be a bomb. And if in case it's a smaller bomb, hold it. We'll do that later. For now, we have more pressing matters. Anything else about the carnival you'd like?
Who are the local comedians coming?
It's, who's the local comedians?
Yeah.
Tons of them. We got Levi Rounds, Jackson Banks, if he can make it back in time.
I don't.
Diva.
We'll have Spence Roper, Mike Grover, Jez.
Good.
So they're sticking around before they leave.
Yeah, Mike Grover's doing that. Mike Grover said it was an excellent way to piss on this town before he goes. He said that. He said, "Open up, Salt Lake City. Grovey's here." He's like Salt Lake's bad babysitter. That dude is a rotten guy. Just a bad guy through and through. Just what is going on?
I thought he was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, in hell. Christopher, what else?
It's September 25th through the 28th.
And they can go and find the schedule. Where can our listeners?
Website, it's SLC Comedy Carnival with an E.com.
So next Thursday.
Excellent.
Right? It starts next Thursday. So next Thursday through next Sunday.
Sweet. So that's amazing, Christopher. Now there's something... Speaking of thanks, I won't make you open the death box, okay?
Correct.
I won't make you open the death box, but kind of some weird stuff's been going on, and get the wiggles out.
See, that's not how you do it. That's not the way you do
Give me some candy to chew, Chief. Here's the deal. Go get the snacks now.
No.
Do it. All right, we're just messing around. I don't have an anger problem. But here's the deal.
Probe.
All right. Oh, sorry. All right. Listeners.
That's not how you do it. You don't blow up a mic when you're
If you did, in fact, send this package, I challenge you to call in 801-585-3449. That's KUTRadio.org's direct line. If there's anything I should be concerned about, if you have any knowledge about what is in this package, call in and save my life. Because... I love to put on a good show. I'm going to open the damn package. Now, Christopher, here's the deal. I need something from you.
What do you need?
Okay. I've kind of noticed that. Have you ever noticed that, like, medications, all their names, they sound like alien warlord names.
Yeah, totally.
Like Xanax and Zydor and Kozar and all that.
Yeah.
I would like to look into that.
We should.
I'd like to figure it out.
Should I start Googling?
Start Googling away. While we do our research, listeners, I'll open the package right after these messages. Hello, we're back, listeners. Campers. So, I've been shaking the package. I've been thinking about it.
It's the first package he hasn't had to unzip.
If you have any knowledge about what the hell that sound means, call in 801-585-3449. If you have any knowledge about what is in this package, I'm begging you, save my life. Okay, so Christopher... Did you find anything out about if the only thing keeping my grandma alive is some alien warlord and his will, I'd rather put her down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd rather not play have her life be a charade. So what do you say we take her out?
Just kill your grandmother?
Yes.
We
I'm not